We started saying last time that the Mittel Rebbe was planning on traveling away from Lubavitch for a long while. So he said, before coming to Lubavitch, go to the designated Vad. Each city, each town had a group of three Mashpiyim. Together they were called the Vad. And go there and ask them if they could advise you. Now, if they feel that you have a good need, that you have a need and they themselves can't help you, then you can come to Lubavitch. However, since my health will be affected about hearing every single person's problems, first, take your problems to my brother, Harav Chaim Avram. For the 11 years that we were in Liadi, my brother, Harav Chaim Avram, was the one who gave guidance and answers when people came to my father, the Alter Rebbe. And this gave him experience. He knows what to answer people. Go to him first. So we should also mention that the Mittel Rebbe didn't just send people to Reb Chaim Avram who needed advice and guidance. Even people who came for brachas for children also were sent to Reb Chaim Avram. When Reb Chaim Avram would learn that his brother the Rebbe instructed these people to come to him, so he would put on his shtreimel, and then he would bench them. Right? So there's a time when you wear a shtreimel, there's a time when you wear a regular hat. During the week, you wear a regular hat. A shtreimel's for Shabbos. Even today, nobody wears a shtreimel during the week, unless it's like a Yom Tov type of day. Yutes Kislev. But when he was acting as a Rebbe, meaning not as a Rebbe, but doing what the Rebbe wants, the Rebbe told him to give brachas, so you got to put on your shtreimel. And very often, Harav Chaim Avram would give a bracha specifically for a boy. He wouldn't just say, I bless you for children. Now, although the Mittel Rebbe followed the doctor's advice by giving responsibilities to other people, it didn't mean that he turned away from the needy. Just as the Alter Rebbe spoke to his Hasidim not to come to him with their problems of Parnassa, but when they did come, he accepted them. The Mittel Rebbe also, if a broken person shows up begging for a bracha, even though it was hard for him, he would agree and give him a bracha. Now, at that time, he also instructed that all halacha questions should be given to his son-in-law, Harav Menachem Mendel, the future Tzemach Tzedek. And he said, 8 years before my father's histalkus, he already told Rav Menachem Mendel to begin answering the halacha shailas that were sent to him. And he helped my uncle, the Alter Rebbe's brother, Rabbi Yehuda Leib. However, Rabbi Menachem Mendel did not rely on his own ability entirely. So after coming to a decision in halacha, before sending his response, the Tzemach Tzedek would first show it to the Mittel Rebbe, who was his father-in-law and uncle. And only when he got his approval did he send it. Now we're going to move on to a different thing that the Mittel Rebbe was very involved in, and that is chevroin. The Mittel Rebbe was involved with the ruchnius and gashmius needs of the Hasidim who were living in Eretz Yisrael. In 1777, this is way, 50 years earlier, 45 years earlier, Rebbe Menachem Mendel Horodoker, together with a large group of Hasidim, with Rebbe Avram Kalisker, they moved to Eretz Yisrael. And they were hoping to get away from the machlokes that was going on. And the Alter Rebbe also wanted to go, but Rebbe Menachem and the Horodoker convinced the Alter Rebbe to remain in Russia to spread Hasidus. And the Alter Rebbe undertook the responsibility of providing financial support for the Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael. And for that purpose, he established the oldest tzedakah organization in the world today, Kailo Chabad Kupas Rabbi Meir Balanes. That's what its official name is. Everyone just calls it Kailo Chabad for short. Originally, Rebbe Nachum Mendel and his group settled in Tveria. But after a while, most of them moved to Tzvas. Sadly, though, they did not find the peace they were hoping for because a few years after they got there, a huge group of Misnagdim, Talmidei Hagra, also moved to Eretz Yisrael. And a few years after that, once they established themselves as a big community, they continued to fight the Hasidim. So they didn't really get away from anything. So they were stuck in the same machlokes that they were hoping to avoid. Then, in 1797, 20 years after they left Russia, when the Alter Rebbe printed the Tanya, a new fight broke out. But this was a very painful fight because it wasn't between Chassidim and Misnagdim. It was between Rabbi Avraham Kalisker, one of the Magid's Talmidim, who assumed after Rabbi Nachman Mendel Hordadoker passed away in Eretz Yisrael, he became the leader of the Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael. And originally he was very close with the Alter Rebbe, right? Him and the Alter Rebbe were the ones who were sent to try to make Shalom in a bunch of places together. They were sent by the Magid. And he very much did not like the fact that the Alter Rebbe was spreading so much Chassidus. So the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe now felt it's not enough we're getting attacked from Misnagdim, we're also getting attacked by Chassidim. And to make matters worse, Rabbi Avraham Kalisker established his own Kupas Tzedakah Rabbi Meir Balanes. And he would not use this money to help the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim. Now, this new persecution got even worse after the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus. Rabbi Avraham Kalisker was extremely, like, even more critical. However much he didn't like what the Alter Rebbe was doing, the Mittel Rebbe would say Chassidus even more. And he really didn't like that. And the followers of Rabbi Avraham Kalisker were pushing the Chassidim of Chabad to not connect themselves with or follow the Mittler Rebbe. And they were encouraged, they said, go to Rabbi Aaron Shoshela instead, or someone else, anybody but Harav Dov Ber. So, in 1816, in order to help them out a little bit, the Mittler Rebbe decided that as Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael should move from where they were and go move to the city of Chevron. Only a few Yidden lived there at that time, and this would be the Chassidim's new area. Hopefully, they wouldn't be involved in any machlokes over there, because there weren't too many Yidden to fight with them, so perfect. It's believed, we don't know for sure, that the Elter Chassid, Reb Leib Baal HaYesurim, was one of the first Chassidim to move there. Now, towards the end of his life, Reb Leib Baal HaYesurim moved back to Tzvas, and he promised that whoever would daven at his gravesite would be helped, his kever. It's unclear why he has the name Baal HaYesurim, which means like, from the name, seemingly it would seem that he had a tremendous amount of problems in his life. Yesurim are like painful things. Some say it's because he just suffered a lot. Another opinion says he was severely beaten when it became known that he became a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. And one of those injuries never healed. So he was a very big tzaddik. Many years later, the Mittler Rebbe strengthened the Chabad community in Chevron, which strengthened all of Chabad and Eretz Yisrael, in a way, by sending a group of 14 to 15 families from Russia to live there. However, the Mittler Rebbe did not always agree that anyone who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael should go. He told only specific families. For example, we know that Moshe Meisels, the famous spy of the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Meisels wanted to go to Chevron, and the Mittler Rebbe didn't let him. Rabbi Baruch Mordechai of Babroisk wanted to go, and the Mittler Rebbe didn't let him go. Now, of the people that went, probably the most chashiva name, or what? I'm sorry, one of the most chashiva chassidim was Rabbi Yisrael Yaffe. However, originally he didn't want to go there, and he begged the Rebbe, please don't send me. Because if he went, I'm going. If the Yidden in Cherson have a problem hearing the Rebbe say Chassidus, what do you think about the Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael? I might never see you again. And I need to do that. I want to hear the Chassidus. So the Mittler Rebbe promised him that I'm going to send you new Chassidus, meaning I'm going to send you my Marim that I never said out loud to anyone else. You're going to be the first ones to read it over there. And he sent him more than 200 long explanations on different topics of Chassidus. 166 of them were published in a sefer, which you could buy today, called Sefer Pirush Hamilus. Pirush Hamilus literally means like the explanation of the words of davening. But the main thing, Taka, is that it explains, according to Chassidus, many, many of the Pesukim that we say in davening. The others were published. There's a sefer called Imrei Bina. So they were published in a section, a third section of Imrei Bina. And we'll continue next time.